Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Knew it was time, he'd made up his mind to leave his dead life behind. His boss said to him,
welcome back, guys. DGS 204. Coming up at 2:30, we have Dave Farver and Jimmy Griffin from El Monstero live in studio. Be good to see my boys. Right now, we have attorney Brad Young, who joins us a couple times a week. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Dave.
Okay, before we get into politics, I started the show by saying, if I'm going to listen to a band on a drive, I listen to Counting Crows. The Beatles are the top of my pinnacle. But I think my favorite band, the coolest band, is Queen. What would your little ranking of those be?
I would put Queen at the top of that list.
No, even like just yours. Like, don't worry about my bands, but what are your bands?
My bands tend to steer towards Van Halen, Queen, Foreigner, 80s power rock, 90s power rock. That's where I tend to go. I will tell you that for a road trip, I listen to the Beatles a lot.
Yeah.
But for a road trip, you cannot beat Queen's greatest hits.
Yeah. Good one. Really good one. Okay, now I'm just being silly. I remember in 1981 getting in my buddy Scott Smith's car, and he put in the very first Police album, Outlandish D'Amour, and I was godsmacked. Like, it wasn't like, man, this is a pretty good band. Like, I couldn't speak. I'd never heard anything like that. Do you have a band like that?
Boy, I don't know of anyone that I've ever thought of that just I couldn't believe how great it sounded. I mean, I will tell you that as a drummer, I loved Stuart Copeland's drums on any Police. It was pulsating, and it drove the music, but it wasn't overwhelming. And to me, that he was like the perfect drummer for a band.
We should get together and play drums sometime.
I would love that. I'll even bring a wig, you know, to make me feel like when I had hair, because I had long hair when I was playing in bands. I was touring the VFWs of Southern Illinois.
Love it.
It was quite amazing. I gotta tell you.
You were the king of Cesser.
And Buckner. You know, I was really big in Buckner.
I love it. Okay, let's start out with the Mark Kelly investigation. That, as most of you know, Mark Kelly and I think six of his compatriots in Congress put out a 90-second video where the basic message was, hey, we're veterans. We get it. The Constitution says you don't have to follow illegal orders. You should disobey those. And then Trump came out, and whether he was calling for their death or not, he liked something that said hang them. And now there's evidently a double secret, of course we know about it, investigation by the Pentagon, specifically into Mark Kelly for sedition or something of the like. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, that's kind of like the Constitution for military law. It specifically states that that service members are not obligated to obey unlawful orders. The question becomes, what is an unlawful order? That's in the eye of the beholder, because under the UCMJ, that's the Universal Code of Military or Uniform Code of Military Justice, it specifically states that all laws and all orders are presumed to be lawful unless deemed otherwise. Mm-hmm. So that really presents a conundrum, because if you're in the military and you say, well, I don't have to obey unlawful orders, but all orders are deemed to be lawful unless otherwise indicated, then you're in a position as a military person technically to obey all orders, unless some court comes out and says, don't obey that. Mm-hmm. So, but in the context of politics, I just think it's a bad idea in any circumstance to tell the military to disobey orders, because you're putting that military person in an untenable position. You're telling that Army or Air Force or Marine member to make a judgment on whether a law is or is not lawful, or an order is or is not lawful, when that person probably isn't equipped to reach those decisions. So I'm against it, but I don't think that those members of the military, or rather the politicians that were giving those instructions, I don't think they should be prosecuted because they weren't stating with any specificity, disobey this particular order, disobey that particular order. So while I disagree with Mark Kelly and others about saying that, I don't see that there's a bound or any boundaries or any regulations or basis to prosecute them because they weren't being specific enough to warrant prosecution.
Yeah, we're of a like mind on that, Brad. You know well my feelings on Donald Trump, but one, I didn't think it was necessary. I trust everyone from a buck private to the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to know what to do. I trust them. They're trained. They're professionals. I didn't think it was necessary. I thought it was a bit of a D move for them to do it. And I also think it was somewhere between trolling and a trap, because I don't think there's anything illegal with what they did. And if Trump overreacts and tries to prosecute, I think it's going to just be egg on his face. But I agree with you. Like, I thought it was sort of unsavory.
It is unsavory because if you take that to its logical extreme, you're essentially telling the military to completely disregard the civilian leadership, if you take it to its logical conclusion. And I don't think that Mark Kelly or the others meant it that way, but that I think there was clearly an intent there to say, don't do anything that Donald Trump tells you to do. And if that's the case, you're looking at civil war. So, I mean, that's a bad idea, but the reverse is also bad. We shouldn't be prosecuting people for saying anything. And because the legal standard necessary to prosecute someone for speech is so high that it goes beyond any reasonable chance to do that.
So let's talk now about James Comey and Letitia James. And as I understand it, the former members of the DOJ looked at these cases and said, there's no there. We're not comfortable as professionals prosecuting these cases. They got blown out, replaced by some woman who had never done it before and I guess didn't go through the proper channels. And now it's been you know what I mean? It's not dismissed with prejudice, but it's like, yeah, she doesn't count. You can't do that. Let me say this. I give Pam Bondi credit for being smart. She's a lawyer. She's risen to attorney general, so she's obviously smarter than me. But I will say she certainly hides it well.
Well, if you'll replay a tape back from early October, I said right here on your show that this would be dismissed because it's very simple. Under 28 USC 546, it specifically states that anytime there's an interim prosecutor or interim U.S. attorney that's appointed, you only get one, and that person can only last for 120 days, and you get a total of 120 days to have an interim U.S. attorney. And after that, the district court is the one who picks the interim U.S. attorney until the Senate confirms someone. It's laid out very simply. And this whole thing where Pam Bondi, the first guy, quit, and then Lindsey Halligan came in and she was appointed, that whole appointment was invalid. So now you've got a statute of limitations that's expired. And I'm not trying to dive too deeply in the weeds here. What I'm trying to say is that there was a clear federal framework for how this process works. It's unambiguous, it's clear, and it's statutory. And Bondi didn't follow it, and Trump didn't follow it. And because of that, this is out. And really, it just makes the point that lawfare in all of its forms, whether it's everybody suing Donald Trump when he was out of office to Donald Trump going after his political enemies, lawfare is a bad idea, no matter who's doing it. And we should be focused on solving real problems instead of seeking retribution against our political enemies.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, that Donald Trump has always alleged that Joe Biden weaponized the DOJ specifically against him. Now, Trump critics say that there's never been a president in the history of America that has weaponized the DOJ against their enemies. Do you agree with both of those statements?
Yeah, those aren't mutually exclusive, Dave. I mean, if you look at that whole case in New York against Trump, where he was convicted of 32 felonies, none of that should have happened. In fact, if had that gone up on appeal, it all would have been thrown out with 100% certainty. He was sued. The only case that, you and I have talked about this, the only case that I thought had any merit against Trump was his document retention down at Mar-a-Lago, not because he retained documents, but because he instructed people to lie in terms of how they complied with federal subpoenas. But other than that, there was a lot of lawfare there. And there's a lot of lawfare now. And I wish somebody could be an adult and stand up and say, you know what? Lawfare is wrong. We shouldn't be doing it. And let's fix our problems. That's what the public wants to hear. They don't want to see pettiness. And yet that's all we continue to get from both parties.
And the Supreme Court on the Texas voting map.
Well, I find this really interesting because this whole thing is, you know, there was all this political rigmarole about let's do redistricting and let's create new seats. And they did it in Texas. They did it in Missouri, right? They did it in Texas. It went up on to challenge at the district court. The district court said, no, you can't do it. We're going to put a stop to that and put a hold on that redistricting. It goes up on appeal. And now the Supreme Court has said, no, we're going to stay that previous order, because really the Supreme Court right now is in the midst of deciding what I think will be a landmark case of Louisiana versus Calais on the issue of, is the Voting Rights Act constitutional when it provides for block voting for minorities under the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment? You shouldn't be doing anything by race. So is that even constitutional? We may be opening up a Pandora's box here that none of us will like if the court ends up ruling that the Voting Rights Act is unconstitutional when it provides for minority voting blocks.
Brad, I wonder if you saw this story, and if so, your reaction to it, that the Trump Department of Education has reclassified several professional degrees, the most notable being nursing, saying that they are no longer professional. They're not considered professionals, which is not only just like, well, that kind of sucks, but it has real world implications because of the amount of money that you can borrow against the federal government guarantees to pursue your degrees.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that story, and it really changes under the one big beautiful bill. It changes how they can borrow money. It changes the limits that can be borrowed. And this just goes to show we shouldn't be having any government control over, certainly not college education. If somebody wants to borrow money, let them borrow money. I don't see why we need to get into the government deciding who gets to borrow money, how much they should borrow, or as we saw in the Biden administration, we're going to forgive those loans. I mean, government intervention here messes up everything. And I just wish they would step back and say, let the free market do it.
All right, buddy. Have a great Thanksgiving.
My pleasure. And I'll be filling in for you on Friday.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. Peabody, find me
somebody to love.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS at the bottom of the hour. Dave Farver, who you guys know from El Monstero and Super Jam, is going to be here with my brother, Jimmy Griffin. It's going to be a lot of fun. Always love seeing those guys. That's just so Christmas to me. Like, I already have my tickets for El Monstero on the 23rd in the balcony.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah, totally fun.
That's going to be a fun way to, like, kick off Christmas break for
100%,
you, too.
100%. Last year, it was me and Nick and his girlfriend Bree's dad.
That's cool.
I think it's just the three of us.
His fiance, Bree.
His fiance, my gosh, Greg. And it was the first time he'd seen them. And it's sort of like slow down, Dave. Being able to take someone who's never seen El Monstero before, especially if they're a Pink Floyd fan, is a treat.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you're doing them such a solid, you know?
Yeah, I really need to go with my dad. My dad loves Pink Floyd. Like, just grew up listening to them with him. And when I went to see El Monstero, I was, you know, expecting it to be a good show. I was not expecting it to be, like, note for note perfect.
Yeah.
I had no idea the immense talent that everyone involved with that band is carrying with them all the time. So, yeah, I really need to take my dad to one of their shows.
And there's something, what's the word I'm looking for? Transcendent about that show. And I'll say this when Jimmy joins us. So I've played in the band with Jimmy for 10 years now and practiced with him. And, you know, like, you get to see each other in your raw state. And Jimmy's as good as you get. But seeing Jimmy in El Monstero, you're like, holy F and S. Yeah. Like, this is just...
Yeah, that was when I saw them play, I was definitely like, that's my friend. I know that guy.
I know him. I can text him right now. Had a weird night last night.
Looking good, Jim, while he's on stage.
So I told you guys I slept for an hour last night, and I don't think this is exactly why. I just throw one of those about once a month, but this didn't help. And I don't know exactly what caused me to do this. Oh, I do know what caused me to do this. My niece, Aura, who I'm super tight with, sent me a picture from Thanksgiving a couple years ago at mom's house, my mom's house, Grandma Glover. And that made me go into my phone. And over the course from the time she fell until the time she passed away, I took as many pictures as I could. And about 50 of them were horrible because I figured we were going to file a lawsuit from her falling. And so in some of the most dire, terrible situations, I took a photo. And last night I decided it was the night I was going to delete them all. But to delete them, you have to look at them, right? And my mom was at her best, 85 pounds, 4'6". But to see her in those hospital beds with her gown falling off, exposing her just tiny skeletal shoulders and her gray hair all messed up, it was just horrible. Just horrible. No one should ever have to go through seeing their loved one that way, but most of us do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I got to tell you, it's having gone through that with my mom, it's one of my biggest worries. I would almost rather get hit by a bus on the way home tonight and have my kids lose me that way, as opposed to the traditional way of watching you wither and, you know, I just don't want them to have to go through that.
Yeah.
But it's just life, you know?
It is.
You can't save them from losing you.
Well, yeah. And I saw something recently that said, like, you go through life twice as a child. Like, you have your childhood and then you have the majority of your life. And then again, you need someone to take care of you.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's part of not to be cheesy, but like the circle of life.
Yes.
And then they can do for you what you were doing for them whenever they were little.
And you ask anyone 50 years and above who have children, that will, I guarantee you, that's one of their biggest hopes and wishes, is that they're not a burden on their family.
Mm-hmm.
Although I never for a single minute viewed caring for my mom as a burden. In fact, you guys know this from being such close friends with me, it was one of the most beautiful periods of my life, but
well, it's very difficult on you too.
Yeah, rough.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, how are you doing with your mom with the holidays coming up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just one day at a time, you know.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Jellyfish there from my buddy Jimmy Griffin.
Yeah.
Most underrated band of all time.
Did you ever get to see him?
No.
I saw him twice.
Did you really?
Yeah, I saw him three times, actually. I saw him with the original bass player, with the first version of the band, with Eric Drover playing guitar. Or not Eric Drover, the guy who's with Beck now, who I'm blanking on his name. But anyway, I saw him at out in California. Then I saw him at Hammerjacks in Baltimore on that tour. And then I saw him at Mississippi Nights on the Spilt Milk tour with Eric Drover playing guitar.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. Uh-huh. I'm so thankful that I grew up in the Mississippi Nights era. And I'm so thankful I got to play there a couple times. That's just so cool. And like the Duck Room and things like that.
Yeah.
What for you guys? I'm sorry, Jimmy Griffin and Dave Farver, two of my best friends, two of the best musicians in the world, much less St. Louis. What are some of your gigs like that? Like, for example, at Mississippi Nights, I saw Dada open for Material Issue. And for me, it was just like, this is as cool as it gets. Yeah. What are some of your favorite shows you've seen?
Los Lobos at Mississippi Nights was pretty cool. Incredible. I mean, we were right up next to them and they were in the height of their power. So it was a fabulous show.
Yeah.
I saw the Chili Peppers with Hillel playing guitar and Thelonious Monster and Fishbone. That was the first time I'd ever seen a show like that. It was amazing. I saw Patti Smith there and I was 33 or so, and I was starting to get the thinking, like, man, maybe I'm getting too old for this. And then this 53-year-old woman came out and just beat that room into submission for the next hour and a half. And it was great. That, like, kind of revitalized.
Yeah.
I saw a bunch of good shows there, man.
Isn't that great for us that we didn't do it? It was the guys before us. But when rock and roll started, like, in the 50s, no one knew, like, a lot of songs were about like don't trust anyone over 30 and things like that, and yet these guys are still going in their 80s. Like, thank God for them for blazing that trail.
Yeah, people talk about time machines and stuff, and if I could have one, I would love to see what something like the Beatles sounded like actually standing in the, like, because you can get an idea from it and stuff, but like, or like Elvis on a flatbed truck with a couple of little speakers, and you know, Scotty Moore standing next to him, like. what that sonically sounded like, you know, and
would have been better to see the Beatles at the Cavern before they, you know, had people screaming at the tops of their lungs.
Right. For sure.
Yeah. It would have been cool to see that. And plus they were a cover band at that point, you know?
Yeah.
Just to kind of hear what they were at their seminal point. Where
doing like 6 or 8 hour gigs.
Yeah.
Just right. Nuts.
That's like playing at Pops for them.
Yeah.
And then they'd sleep in the back room, you know?
Yeah. I can still smell the dressing room at Pops.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're not a real
musician.
Please
don't describe it.
You're not a real musician if you were never
If you were playing late enough, there was stuff that kept your nose open to more smells, too.
Yeah. Like, they have like a 3 a.m. gig at Pops.
Oh, dude, you'd play from.
It was noon to 5.
You started at midnight.
12 to 5.
Yeah, started at midnight, and your last set started at 5 in the morning.
So silly. And you drive home and the birds are chirping. It's like, what am I doing with what my life?
I should have been an accountant.
Dude, Eric Lyson had the best one. If he didn't get out of Pops before 6 a.m., he would not leave until 11. Like, I'm not sitting in that traffic, man.
Yeah. I'll watch a mop. It's fine with me.
What have been your favorite venues around St. Louis over the years to play?
You know, I still like Bottleneck. I just like the vibe in there, and they've got a nice green room, and they usually have great staff there, good sound guys. So, yeah, that's probably one of my favorites. The old Cicero's.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old Cicero's.
My glory days go back to Stages. Like, that was such...
Amen, brother.
That was the be-all. Like, if you could play at Stages, and there were always, no matter who was playing, there was 1,000 people in that room. You know, and I just don't think there's anything like that anymore. I think there were more people that were just out and about. Also, I was young. You know,
I remember seeing Elvis Costello at the American, that old theater. I think it's rentable now, but they don't have shows there anymore. But he had been out of town because he was mad because Casey was promoting the show, but they never played an Elvis Costello song. He got wind of that. Got really ticked off about it and said, I'll never play St. Louis again. It's like, why blame the town? Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, he decided to come back. He played the show. He did Allison, and everybody was singing with him. And then he just stepped away from the microphone and just sang into the room. And everybody could hear a pin drop.
That's cool.
I'm getting chills just thinking about it.
That's super cool. I had my roommate, Ricky, for like 8 years during law school and after. This black dude from Jersey, just super tight. And one night he's like, Glove, I'm taking you out. And he didn't tell me where. And he took me to a place in North City. I think it was called Club 54. And I had no idea who I was seeing. And we're right up front. B.B. King.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah.
That was something else. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm from me to Farver. That was just nuts.
I saw a buddy guy in Chicago like that.
That's so cool.
Pretty mind-blowing.
So El Monstero coming up. I have my tickets for the 23rd, front row balcony. I'll be there representing. Can't wait to see you guys. Anything different this year for people who go every year?
This year is we're doing classic Coke. Last year we stretched really far.
I remember.
Like, we did, there was a lot of
deep
weird
cuts.
Stuff, a lot of deep stuff. This year is boom, boom, bang. We're coming out with Wall. If you saw the band from 2010 to 2015, it's going to be that show. And we're doing, the first set is long. First set is like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of the Wall stuff, a couple of little odds and bits. And then we're doing all of Wish You Were Here, which is the 50th anniversary of that this year.
Very
cool.
So
it's going to be basically like two records in the first set.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and do a couple of weird ones and Dark Side.
So I've known Dave, watched him forever, played with Jimmy for the last 10 years. I think you're both virtuosos. Why are you both so much better at El Monstero? It's like transcendent.
You go ahead.
Well, there's something magic about that show. Everybody is pulling for you because it's like a St. Louis rock and roll family reunion every year. And I think it's very unique to that show. Plus, they know they're going to get blown away with the effects and the video. And it's all state of the art stuff.
Yeah.
Chip Self brings out the best he's got. And they know they're going to get a great show. They know that the band's going to play their hearts out. And yeah, when you're up there, you just, you know, they're on your side. You're not going to have to, you know, convince them that you're there to play a good show.
Yeah, and it's a great team. You know, it's like having 6-7 Michael Jordans up there at the same time.
Great point.
And you're playing music that people already are in love with.
Yeah.
And it's, you kind of glide through that yeah. gig. It's really
well put.
Yeah, it's easy. There's a lot of passing, you know, because it's not focused on any one of us. It's a group effort, and it's like Christmas and all the all that stuff is all wrapped into it, and it's such a great time. We love doing it, and I think the craziest part about El Monstero is it's not really a band. You know, we are a band when we're doing that. But after we'll get done with this in January and we won't play together again until July, you know, and it gives us time to get away, to do other things that make us happy musically. And then we get back together just long enough to remember why we don't want to hang out together all the time. And then we go the other way, you know.
You get enough of Mark Quinn doing yoga.
Yeah.
He's the letter T, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this.
I love it.
Yeah.
Do you have the same background singers this year? Do you mix it up from year to year?
Oh, no. The girls have been there for, well, I guess Kristen is the newest
one. She's at least 5 years, I would say.
Okay. Yeah.
At least.
5 or 6. But yeah, yes. Ermini and Tan. I think Ermini is like, there's Ermini, Mark, Kevin, Dave, and I think those are the only original people from the first year.
From the very first year.
Yeah.
So. Which song is it? I apologize. I'm brain farting. Where there are no lyrics, it's just the female going crazy.
It's called Great Gig in the Sky.
Yes. I just saw a special about that.
Mm-hmm.
That when the lady who did it finished.
That is one lady.
One lady.
Yeah.
When she finished, she was embarrassed because she thought that she had just crapped the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they just turned her loose, obviously, but they told her to think of death. Believe it or not.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Told her to focus on that and just whatever comes, comes.
Yeah.
And I mean, she let it rip, obviously.
Yeah.
And she went for it.
Like she's like a tiny little white British girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
And any time after that, it's always been, you know, beautiful African-American ladies singing that. But that's a tiny little British white girl screaming her head off. You know?
With a pixie haircut.
So, Jim, this Saturday, Hard Promises?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Tell everyone about that.
Well, if you like Tom Petty and you're not doing anything Saturday night, come on down and hang out. We're going to play, this one's Dreamville. We kind of try to pick a motif each time to kind of where we're going to go with the set list because so many hits. It's the easiest set list in the world to make. And this time we have Jake Brookman and some friends of his playing strings with us. So we're doing a couple of songs that two songs we've never played before, but some mellow stuff. And then, like I said, all the hits are going to be there. But that's Saturday night at the Pageant with Magic Man is the opening gig with Anastasia Hamilton.
Very cool. And Dave, tell everyone about your new band, Box of Chocolates.
Yeah, a friend of mine, Mark Krause, playing guitar. And I'm branching out, doing a lot more variety. Still doing about half classic rock, but also doing 80s stuff. There's so much saxophone in the 80s. We're doing some Huey Lewis. We're doing some Men at Work. We're also doing some funk stuff, some Rick James, some Average White Band, a lot of horn stuff. So we'll be coming out in July. First gig is January 9th at KT's down on Telegraph.
Very cool. All right, boys. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Always great to see you. Get your tickets, El Monstero, where?
I like going to the box office and bringing cash, and then you don't pay any service fees.
Love it.
Favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, pageant.com. There you go.
Awesome.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS 250. Coming up at 3 p.m., we have our pal Nate Gatter, and I believe Kevin Wheeler's going to join us from the road and talk about the Cardinals. They traded Sonny Gray for a couple of prospects, and they sent some money along with Sonny. So we'll talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever. Who's got something?
I've got some stiff.
Hit it.
Let me think of what I want to talk about.
Oh, you jumped in too early.
I do that at times.
Oh, you know what we need to do first? Hardee's.
Yeah, Hardee's.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, please stop by Hardee's this holiday season. First of all, Hardee's has so much great food, and I feel like Hardee's kind of gets overlooked sometimes when it comes to fast food because they're not necessarily, like, the flashiest and, like, we've got the SpongeBob meal or what have you, but they have so much solid, delicious stuff. Plus, whenever you go through this holiday season, you can donate a dollar, and that dollar goes to Operation Food Search. Plus, you'll get a special 25-year anniversary edition of the DGS sticker. But yeah, 100% of your donation makes its way to Operation Food Search. In the past 2 weeks, the Dave Glover Show audience has already raised $15,000.
Fantastic.
We would like to raise a lot more because so many people are facing insecurity this holiday season. So with the Hardee's situation, it's a win-win. You can go get some delicious food for yourself, and you're helping out some folks who need food themselves, too.
You know who wants you to go to Hardee's?
The Rizzler?
A certain jolly fellow with a bowl full of jelly. That's right, the Rizzler.
Okay.
I thought you were looking at me.
Well, they do have the Rizzler meal,
which I'm saying.
I think I am going to be trying at some point either this week or next week.
Yeah.
I am a sucker for that kind of stuff.
Me too.
Even if there's nothing, like, a lot of times these meals, it's just like a normal meal, but they call it the Travis Scott meal or what have you.
Yeah.
It works on me every single time.
Celebs I don't like the Cardi B meal at McDonald's. I'm like, gotta get that.
Yeah, exactly. And
gotta,
I really love the Rizzler.
Gotta
so.
Have it. And a Rizzler I actually like. So there you go.
This is a must.
See, I'm a sucker for packaging.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
If it looks good in the box, I'm buying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, lately at Hardee's, I've been doing a lot of Hardee's breakfasts lately. I really like the loaded omelet biscuit. That is, first of all, the biscuits at Hardee's are goated. They are incredible. It's the main reason I like to go for breakfast. But I like the loaded omelet biscuit. I like to get whatever the sweet biscuit is at the time. So a lot of time, like I think right now it's cinnamon raisin and it comes with the icing. It's so good. But the Hardee's cinnamon roll, mwah.
Yeah. Paul is asking, if you're not in the area, how can we get the sticker?
Road trip.
And donate. The sticker, I don't know. To figure that out.
Yeah, that one,
Donate,
not sure.
Go to operationfoodsearch.org.
And just put in DGS in the little area.
Yeah, make sure you give us credit. We want credit.
I just had a great thing from Hardee's. So I recently lost 10 pounds because I had plumped up.
I
treated myself to, I think it's called a Big Star Burger.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like a wet burger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like a sloppy. I grew up with Dog and Suds.
Yeah.
And they had the King David, and it was, you might as well just serve it with a bucket. I mean, it was just all Thousand Island, and I just love that kind of stuff.
I have had Sloppy Joe's all three of the past three weekends.
Dude, I never eat Joe's, and I love them.
It has been heaven. Just ground beef and Brooks ketchup and a little bit of Worcestershire sauce. Mix it all up. Let it cook down.
Yeah.
I could eat 1,000 of them. I could eat 100. That's my food challenge. You always wonder, like, could you eat 100 orders of fries or whatever? I could eat 100 Sloppy Joes.
Yeah, I feel you. That's one of the few things I liked in grade school. They would have Sloppy Joes.
They would make, at Bible camp, they would make Sloppy Joes. And I really liked those because, for whatever reason, the chef at the Bible camp would put, like, a ton of sugar in it. So it was, like, a very sweet Sloppy Joe.
Yeah.
And I can taste it right now. It was very unique and very delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Irm.
Well, I have a sugar-free diet, so I can't.
Well, yeah. Your body's a temple.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, you and Sue Thomas.
I take too good care of myself for sugary Sloppy Joes.
Also, the grilled cheese burger at Hardee's.
Haven't had that yet.
That's the one they brought in for us, right?
That was ridiculous.
Look, I'm crying. Oh, it was so good.
So good.
I'm going to give a couple shout-outs. One to Cap Grill, Capital Grill in Clayton. They're doing my turkey this year. Thank God. So I'm picking that up at 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Excited. Nice. And then to my buddy Rob and his whole family at Harvest Town Auto Body. They've always taken care of my cars. They have done it. The Glovers wreck a lot of cars. And they've always taken care of them. And they've been helping me out with my Jeep. It's just recently been totaled. But they've been totally, totally great. So if you ever have a wreck and you don't know where to go, Harvest Town Auto Body in St. Peter's is by far the best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.